This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 14th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is bright and sunny across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv basks in warm sunlight. Haifa sees mild temperatures. A pleasant day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. Walla reports negotiations are underway for a paper agreement as Israel sees a divide between Iran and Hezbollah. Also, earlier today, The Times of Israel reports an IDF reservist was killed and three injured in a vehicle crash in South Lebanon. Also this hour, YNET reports 10 IDF soldiers wounded in South Lebanon fighting. Three are in serious condition. Separately, the Jerusalem Post covers a historic meeting in Washington. Israel and Lebanon's ambassadors discuss disarming Hezbollah. And finally, in earlier reporting, I-24 News confirms an IDF soldier was killed and three reservists injured in a southern Lebanon operation. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared just minutes ago that Iran's President Pezeshkian blames U.S. officials for stalling a critical agreement with France. Amit Segal, a prominent Israeli journalist, posted that Italy has suspended the automatic renewal of its defense agreement with Israel. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni confirmed the suspension of the defense agreement with Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Walla's report, Israel is considering a paper agreement amid tensions with Hezbollah. A senior State Department official points to reckless actions by Hezbollah as a significant factor. This move may signal a shift in diplomatic strategies. Turning to the Times of Israel, the tragic incident involving an IDF reservist in South Lebanon highlights ongoing volatility in the region. The vehicle crash occurred amid sporadic rocket fire. This underscores the persistent threats facing troops. Meanwhile, YNET updates us on the intense fighting in South Lebanon. 10 soldiers sustained injuries during close combat with Hezbollah militants. This escalation could lead to increased military engagement. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post highlights a historic diplomatic effort. Ambassadors from Israel and Lebanon met in Washington to discuss peace. The U.S. mediates these talks, aiming for stability in the region. Finally, I-24 News reports on another fatal incident in southern Lebanon. The death of a soldier during an operation highlights the risks of military missions. This raises concerns over ongoing hostilities. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports controversy as Kiryat Shmona's mayor was excluded from a compensation meeting. His criticism targeted the finance committee's decision. Separately, Mariv Business notes a significant financial trend. The dollar is nearing a three-decade low against the shekel. This could impact international trade dynamics. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals Lubinsky's new venture into retail. Partnering with SPA, they plan to expand the Dutch food chain's presence in Israel. This move may reshape local market competition. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.